All right, we're into Sunday Night Live. I got a bunch of other news to hit. I'll be talking with Roy Swine coming up here in just a few minutes, but I wanted Lionel, lawyer, former prosecutor, state prosecutor, popular talk show host, to be able to finish up because we've been in a lot of banter. We go for 10 hours on this, but it's really about the loss of faith in the system. And the point is, if there weren't a bunch of cover-ups going on, nobody would buy this. But the official story clearly is not true. We got 4 minutes left in this segment. Closing comments, Lionel.
Alex, nobody buys this. You know, you mentioned one thing. There's a favorite expression that I think we all share, and that is you only take flack when you're over the target. But sometimes, Alex, as you've said, sometimes when you don't take flack, that's an indication you're right. When they don't say anything, it's like, oh, you're onto something. So if you're right, they yell. But also if you're right, sometimes they say, back off.
Oh, yeah, if you're really right, and no one picks it up, then, yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, number one, I am not saying that anybody is responsible, nor has, I don't want to speak for her, but nor has Candace, as far as you did it. There are people who need to be talked to, not because they're necessarily assassins, but they might know something. They might know something that might help. That's all. So I don't know who did it, why, what. I have no idea. We'll never find that out, ever. All I'm saying is this. As we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. And Americans are smarter than anything you can imagine. We have read BS our whole lives. We are PhDs in it. And what we're saying is we're looking at this. And Alex, I swear on the Constitution, if there was evidence that this guy did it, then we wouldn't even be here. I don't know who he is. I don't care who Tyler Robinson is. I want justice for Charlie. That's it. Because he's been forgotten in this. This man did more to guide this country maybe back. People were so happy. Final words. When he died, the number of people who came to me who were crushed, I said, you were a fan? And the number of young people who listened to him every day, he was like nothing else. And for some reason, somebody or people thought he had to go. Now, why they did it this way, I have no idea. Will we ever find out about the actual target and the wound and whether the vertebrae? I don't know. All I know is this. This guy ain't it. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And what they're doing is, because they don't know how to attack the case, they bring in, who is it? The tackling dummy, the rodeo clown, the point of distraction and obfuscation, Candace. They're jumping on her because they can't argue the case. And the more that she says, wait a minute, I've got the receipts, sometimes literally, as in the steakhouse, they say she's psychotic. She's satanic. She's out of her mind. She's evil. Do you see how this works? It's like we need something to distract people away from the case. And what they do is they have these clowns, I don't know if they're paid. I don't know if they're just misguided. I don't know anything. But there's this coterie of these phoebes, these mental midgets who are paraded out, who repeat the same mantra, the same incantation. And they talk about a case that I wonder, maybe it's a different trial. And they look at you. Let me tell you something. Alex, we live in a world right now where Operation Mockingbird is alive and well. And guess where the Mockingbird targets are? Is it the media? No. Is it the Washington Post? No. It's influencers. That's the media. That's where you get
to. Because the corporate media has no credibility anymore. It's all moved to podcasters. And so Israel itself spending $1.3 billion just pushing the pro-Iran war, they admit in the Knesset, and that's just Israel not singling them out. That's just one incredible example. All right, they'll find you at Lionel Nation on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and Lionel Media on X. Lionel, you also host a popular show overnights on WABC Nationwide. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job, and I really appreciate the discussion. Bottom line, nobody, I'd say 85% aren't buying this. The system's got a problem.
Thank you, my good friend. All the best.
All right, Royce White is here. I got a few questions for him. He's always got a full raft of things to talk about. We've got some WNBA news. You know, he just said a week ago he's converted to a woman, and he's going to now play the WNBA. Well, they refuse to define a woman. Looks like they're going to let men in. So Royce White is about to be the top player in the WNBA. I can't wait to go buy tickets to that. I will go to that. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy. 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The bad guys, hope you don't share the live feed at AlexJonesLive.com, on Rumble at Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, and on X at RealAlexJones. This whole broadcast belongs to you. Take any part of it you want, rebroadcast it, cut it up, retransmit it. This belongs to you. That's what this fight is all about. All right, before we go to Royce White, who's connecting right now, and get into some other big topics here, and I'll get his view on the whole Charlie Kirk's continuing black hole of debate, just remember that I'm not supported by Qatar, the Israelis, the Republicans, the Democrats, anybody, but you, the viewers and listeners. So I sell you incredible products that really work, so you want to continue to buy them because they are amazing. Like our ultramethylene blue, the very best, so good for your whole body. It's a stimulant without the stimulant letdown, so good for your cells. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all of you that support us. You're the reason we're still on the air. And people really got disappointed when we came out with the 250th anniversary limited edition coin that has the Jerusalem cross on one side, sesquicentennial, 250 years, on the other, the American flag, the bald eagle, 250 years. Well, 2,500 came in, and they sold out in about a week, and then the Mint in Missouri finished up with them last week they came in. So the second half are now available. It is a fundraiser coin, a memento of history, and is needed to expand the Alex Jones Network, to finish the new studios, and a big announcement's coming very, very soon. Get more crew, more reporters, more hosts, you name it. You know, we got a great track record. We're fighting hard. We need your support. Plus, this is a great memento, a piece of history. So if the coin was sold out, you couldn't get it. It's back in stock, but when these are sold, that's it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements, the best Shilajit, the best Irish sea moss, the best bovine colostrum. There's a limited edition concealed carry fanny pack, $39. Similar packs sell for $60 to $80. It's got six free patches in it, the Gadsden flag, the Betsy Ross flag, and so much more. It's a great deal. That's about to sell out. A lot of great knives and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we're on the air in the face of the tyrants working around the clock to try to take us off the air. And the great folks at Bigly, they own thealexjonesstore.com, have launched an online pharmacy. And I want to direct you there because you can get real pharmaceutical grade ivermectin and benzidol. Ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for its anti-parasitic properties. But benzidol is even more powerful. The two together are incredible, and it's not just for parasites. And we have the best medical grade, 1776RX.health. Boom, right through with the nurse, right through online, and get it. An incredible detox, so good for your whole body, not just for parasites. Check it out. Research benzidol for yourself, ivermectin for yourself, and why the system is so scared of this. We have the best right now at 1776RX.health. And it funds this operation. They're about to launch a full pharmacy online, but I wanted them to promote the benzidol and ivermectin first because you need to do your research on it. Look up, what has benzidol, M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E, associated with? What is ivermectin associated with? It's not just antiviral. It's not just antiparasitic. It does a lot more, and the bad guys don't want you to know about it. So get your ivermectin with benzidol right now at 1776RX.health and keep the broadcast in the air. You are insane if you don't get this. Same thing with our ultramethylene blue. all the other great products at The Alex Jones Store Live. The Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. The news site is alexjoneslive.com. All right. Royce White, former NBA player, MMA fighter, you name it. He has done something stunning and brave. He, in the last week and a half, announced that he is a woman now, at least part of the time, and that he's going to join the WNBA. And they came out and said, WNBA refuses to define woman at meeting on transgender athletes, signaling they're going to allow men, biological men, to compete in women's sports. So Royce White is set to be allowed into the WNBA, allowed in their draft process. He will be the number one player, hands down. And this is going to be incredible. It's stunning. It's brave. It's amazing. And I am so excited. So as a woman, I want to ask him about this, but first his view on the Charlie Kirk assassination, the Candace Owens debate, and all the fallout of that. As a stunning, brave woman, his view on that, the WNBA that he has set, I mean, to be playing for, they've said it. I mean, the Supreme Court justices can't say what a woman is. So as a woman, those two big topics, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Please humor me and answer those questions about Candace Owens and this big black hole debate, the loss of confidence in the system, and also as a strong woman, with the WNBA saying, hey, looks like you're going to be brought in, what the process there will be. Well, definitely the tickets will be massive sales. I mean, I'm going to come to these actually. I've never gone to a WNBA game. I've been to NBA games when I was a kid with the Mavericks, and I watched the Spurs some back when I'd probably been there in 15 years. I had to, because I like sports, folks, but I'm a little bit busy. But I haven't seen a Spurs game in 15 years. But if you are in the WNBA, I am coming. In fact, I'll buy front row tickets. I'm going to be your biggest booster. I can't wait to watch you elbow those ladies. And so this is an exciting moment. So Royce White, or what's your female name now?
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's Roysha, R-O-Y-S-H-A. And my pronouns, if you want to put them in the lower third, are pay and me.
That's right. So ma'am, thank you so much. You've got the floor, but please answer my first two topics, but you're hosting now and I'll be watching, Roysha. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. What an honor. A legend. The legend himself.
By the way, you are very beautiful. Can I ask you out?
No, I'm actually a black trans lesbian, so I can't humor you on the date night thing, but I appreciate the compliment, sir.
Well, what if I identify as a lesbian, a black lesbian?
Well, then, I'd have to reconsider, strongly reconsider.
Well, we know Joy Reid's a black lesbian, so we can, maybe we can have a polyamory here.
Look, we're in an omnisexual paradise here. The human existence is an omnisexual paradise. Who knows? Me personally, I prefer women. I'm a black trans lesbian, FBA trans lesbian, Black Foundational American trans lesbian.
But if I'm a woman, if I was a woman, a black lesbian, you would.
No. Me personally, I only enjoy biological women, or what they call people assigned female at birth. But I support your sometimes transition for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Go ahead and take over.
Yeah. Well, to start, I mean, the Charlie Kirk assassination, what to even say about it other than we don't know what happened. And I don't think we ever will know what happened unless we get, some radical transparency at the highest level of government. And that would mean the presidency and, the other institutions or agencies that he can influence. And Charlie, I considered a friend. We spent a year or so as host on the Real America's Voice Network. And shout out to the Real America's Voice Network. They give a lot of people a platform over there to tell the truth. And I think it's one of the tips of the spear of the America First and Ultra MAGA movement, the same way the Alex Jones Network is. And yeah, I mean, obviously we're being lied to, and I don't think that's even a debate. Now, was Tyler Robinson the shooter or not? I'm not an expert, so it's hard for me to say, but I talk to a lot of military guys who don't believe, who aren't confident that a 30-odd round six round made that wound or kill Charlie. So, and I've talked to some of them, and you saw some of them. I mean, even Rob O'Neill, who's famous for being there the night that Osama bin Laden was killed in that SEAL Team 6 operation has been public, saying he didn't believe that that round made that shot. So I don't think we're being told the truth, and I don't know if we ever will know the truth. And, you know, my thoughts about Charlie, obviously his legacy speaks for itself. He was a future potential presidential candidate, you know, probably would be president one day, you know, barring some extenuating circumstances, one of them being, you know, assassinated. Right. But, you know, I look at all of these trials and I look at the information. I look at these investigations as a herald of the time. When you lose a Charlie Kirk and things just don't add up, I hearken back to what Charlie Kirk himself said about pattern recognitions, COVID and George Floyd, and then some of these things that transpired with Ukraine, even Israel. And then I think the same thing in his stead of his own assassination. But a lot of these things that we're watching unfold in our country. And you know, my thoughts go out to his family. Obviously, my thoughts and prayers are still with his family, young children, a wife that he leaves behind. And more importantly, the legacy of what he built over there, Turning Point USA. It's not easy to lose a charismatic leader like Charlie Kirk and just step in and fill the shoes and keep the thing running in his vision, because he had the vision. Now, I'm not saying other people over there didn't help with that vision or don't have some type of intimate understanding of that vision, but he himself was the engine that drove Turning Point USA. And, you know, we are failing. We as a movement are failing right now. And that's my ultimate takeaway of Charlie Kirk's assassination. In the wake of his death, murder, we are failing. We're failing him. And yeah, I mean, I was going to go into that anyway. So thank you for the lead. And it really hit me last week in the primaries, here in Minnesota. You know, Minnesota is the, I say every weekend, is the cultural epicenter of American politics, belly of the beast. And Minnesota sort of is the WWE, but also intellectual brain trust of this radical communist experiment. And you can say, well, California, New York, sure. But Minnesota's the petri dish. That's why all these things seem to pop off here in my home state. And last week we had a referendum about a very important issue. And it wasn't Royce White or Michelle Tafoya. It wasn't Peggy Flanagan or Angie Craig. It wasn't the Republicans or Democrats. It wasn't liberals or conservatives. It was Christians and believers and non-believers. And the referendum issue was pro-life or pro-choice. Now, what bothers me most about Charlie's assassination and everything that took place after is that in the conservative movement, it was fenced as this Christian revival. We were going to see an outpour. They made a mistake. They messed up. They didn't understand what they were doing. They didn't understand just how big and influential the great Charlie Kirk was. They should be afraid of our retribution. And our retribution would come in the form of a watered down post enlightenment Christianity, where we turn the other cheek now, but we make our way to the polls and we make our values and our principles and our beliefs known through our civic duty. And I watched all of these Republicans, all of these conservatives use Charlie Kirk for every ounce of media attention that they possibly could. And rightfully so. He deserved our attention. he's assassinated. And, you know, I'm a wacky conspiracy theorist like the great Alex Jones. So, you know, I'm still under the belief that the boomer generation is frozen in time in front of their televisions watching JFK have his head blown off. And then the CIA had the audacity to tell them to believe the magic bullet theory. And a lot of them did. And a lot of them still do. A lot of them, in fact, only like RFK. All respect to RFK Jr. and the Maha movement. It's done incredible things. I think it's one of the shining saving graces of this administration. But a lot of people only like RFK Jr.'s humble, you know, sort of tell it like it is message, because they feel guilty that JFK was brutally assassinated and we as a country let people get away with that. And again, that's nothing against RFK Jr. I like him. I endorsed him as the independent candidate in the last election. He came to the Big Three game. He sat courtside. We took a picture. RFK Jr. is great. I'm just talking about the broader zeitgeist of RFK Jr.'s appeal. People like RFK Jr. and what he's saying and standing for is right, but there's a bigger picture to RFK Jr.'s appeal, which is we all feel a sense of cultural guilt, historical and political guilt, that JFK Jr. Got his head blown off and we all just went on, the boomers especially. And I don't think they have enough guilt, by the way. So I'm on the conspiracy side of things, of course. You know, I'm a conspiracy realist. And I don't think that it was happenstance that Charlie Kirk was killed. I don't know who took the shot. I don't know what actually killed him. But I'm, you know, me and Alex, we're deep off into some of these, you know, these CIA declassified documents and some of these whistleblowers who say things like the CIA is great at creating the circumstance for assassination. You know, you hear a thing like that and you go, wow, what is even that? The CIA is great at creating the circumstance for assassination, meaning we don't even have to pull the trigger. We're so good at creating the tension, the cultural tension. We don't have to pull the trigger. We're good enough at creating the circumstance that's right for assassination. And, you know, I can't say for sure, and I don't want to say with any surety. I want to talk about the way people respond, the way people responded, what the Democrats did in celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination in the days that followed. Tells us everything we know about the clear-cut dividing line in this country. And the response from conservatives, the response from Republicans is repugnant. It's disgusting. It boils my blood. And I often try, because I was running for United States Senate. And let me say this, I'll switch this back here. We will never concede to pro-choice Republicans. We will never concede to pro-amnesty Republicans. We will never concede to pro-red flag law Republicans. We will never concede to swamp recruited Republicans. Never. Never in 1,000 years. Or at least I speak for myself and the people who follow and support me. We will never concede to these kind of Republicans. And again, last week there was a referendum on the sanctity of life. And it just blows my mind. It blows my mind that all these Christians, and God bless the president, and Alex knows me and him may have a difference of opinion on what the path is forward right now when it comes to President Trump and the whole deal. I say yes to go, Max. We have to pray that he finds the discernment to do the unthinkable, which is to declare national emergency, national security emergency, keep the government, dismantle the institutions, make the arrests that are necessary, okay, and deport 20 million foreign invaders. Now, will that happen? I doubt it. Could it happen? For sure. It's up to him. And that's what choosing people to represent you is about. You do leave some of the control and power in their hands. We live in a constitutional republic. That's kind of the way it goes. But we have control over us, and we have control over the movement. We the people, Vox Populi, Vox Dei. The voice of the people is the voice of God. And right now, the voice of the people has no righteousness. And it all came to a head last week in my primary. And I don't mean to make it be about my primary, because I could care less. Like, I'm going to run for president now. That's just what it is. I know people like, we can't have a black trans lesbian president. But why not? I mean, give me a break. I mean, I think I'd be way better than any of the other women in the running, especially on the Democrat side. But we'll save that discussion for another time. Hopefully I get to debate them on the debate stage. But, you know, it's not all about my race, but Minnesota is the center of this experiment. And we had a choice. We had a choice. Do we stand for the sanctity of life? You all know Michelle Tafoya is an openly pro-choice candidate, was an openly pro-choice candidate, said it was the hill she was willing to die on. The hill she was willing to die on was a woman's right to choose. And presumably, and we don't know what the actual count was because Minnesota doesn't have secure elections. If there's one place elections are going to go off the rails and be rigged and whatnot, it's Minnesota. But presumably, a vast majority of the Minnesota Republicans made a concession on the principle, the sanctity of life. in the interest of the political strategy. And there's nothing vaguely appropriate about that. I don't care. And I don't care who doesn't like it. I mean, anybody. I don't care who you are out there. If you really believe we should concede our principles in this dark hour, after Charlie Kirk's assassination, after they take a shot at President Trump and indict him 90-something times, after they throw Steve Bannon in jail, after they sue Alex Jones, you know, into you know, the destruction of InfoWars, which is not destroyed, it still lives on, but you get my point. After all of these things, after the assassination, let's call it, of the young people there at Annunciation Catholic School and Church here in Minneapolis, after all these things took place, and we still want to concede the principles for the election strategy, the political strategy. Well, guess what? The truth is your political strategy didn't work. Your, as in those people out there who want to make that concession, your way didn't work. Categorically, quantifiably, by the results we're living in, your way did not work. And here we are again. Right. And it's just blowing my mind. And I've been saying, if you've been watching the show, you know, I'm a straight shooter. I was like, yeah, vote for me. Vote in these elections. You can't forfeit. You lose every game, you forfeit by default. So you have to play, even if you think you're going to get cheated. It's kind of like that scene in Game of Thrones where Jon Snow is there in the middle of the field and he's got the horde coming towards him and he pulls his sword out. He goes, I know I'm outnumbered, but I'm going to fight this battle anyway. And if I lose, let the record remember that Jon Snow took a stand right here in the middle of this field. That's gangster. And that's righteous. Righteous gangsters. We need that. So I've been saying vote the whole time because I think you lose all the games you forfeit by default, obviously. But I've never made any false claims that the election would be secure or that your vote would be counted fairly. Never made that claim. When you can see the principles the way we did here in Minnesota, it really just, you know, it throws my mind into a tailspin where I start thinking things like, why the hell are so many people talking about the midterms? Why are you talking about the midterms? Stop it. Stop the nonsense. Cut the nonsense. Let's just stop talking about the midterms now. Let's just cut the baloney, okay? Why are we talking about the midterms and potentially losing the House or the Senate when we have the House and the Senate right now, today? We have those two bodies, the House and the Senate. We have both of them right now today. Who in their right mind would believe if we retain the House and the Senate and we get a Michelle Tafoya in that the result's going to be any different than it is right now? My mind goes back to how the hell did John Thune become the speaker in the first place? How did John Thune become the Senate Majority Leader in the first place? Like we all didn't know he was a institutionalist. Shame on us. And I mean that very sincerely. Shame on all of us. Shame on all of us. We let it get this way. To answer Alex's question. We let it get this way. Watching the Alex Jones Show live here on Sunday night. The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Roysha, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone, raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks, and ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula If you're looking for something like Supermeal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The question is, are he and Enes Kanter, are they trying to make a valid point here,
yes,
or are they going too far?
Yes, they are. Enes, okay. Enes is the other one that's out there. He's been doing the same thing. They're showing the hypocrisy of what's going on out there,
right,
in the WNBA. The WNBA had their meetings on this issue, and Kathy Edinburgh or something like that, her last name, the head says, we talked about the trans issues,
right,
but we just haven't come up with a conclusion at this point. We will continue the conversation. Kathy, XX you're in, XY you're out. It's that simple.
Mm.
And both these guys, Enes and this guy, I think are doing a good job just to show the WNBA how the hypocrisy that's going on here. We have to protect women's sports. I have been coming on this show for years and years. I want to protect women's sports.
Right.
Title IX was one of the greatest legislations, and it was over 50 years ago, for women's equality. It happened to be in sports.
Yeah. Welcome to the fantasy.
Carry fantasy play a little bit. No, no, bring it back up. Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with your host, Roysha. It's a pleasure to be back with you this Sunday. And sorry if I got a little intense before the break. The great Mariah Carey bringing us in there. Caitlyn Jenner weighing in. Fox News, Caitlyn Jenner weighing in. One of the true pioneers, icons of the trans community. She's definitely up there on the Mount Rushmore of trans queens. And we want to give a huge thank you to Caitlyn Jenner for her bravery. You are stunning, queen. Thank you for your bravery. And thank you for your compliments there on Fox News. But I tend to disagree. I think that they must let me play. Let me play. And pay me. And I was really, you know, talking to Dr. Drew about this the other day. This is an interesting concept, but, you know, we'll walk through it here. This is a great scene. A great scene there from one of the all-time great movies, American movies, Tombstone, about Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. Val Kilmer, who was, I think, just completely... you know, screwed over by the Academy, not winning an Oscar for that role. He should have won the Triple Crown for his role as Doc Holliday, one of the true American classic movies and characters. And boy, do we need some Doc Holliday now in this day and age. And don't make any mistakes about it. Movies are entertainment, but we live our lives, we form our opinions and worldview through stories. And the stories have gone bad. The information has gone bad, as the great Alex Jones so eloquently put it, the info war, the information has gone bad. Why? Your icons, your heroes, the people of your stories are like the, you know, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you who today's are because I completely tuned out. I'm still living in the Tombstone era, right? I'm still living, in that Wyatt Earp mentality. And there's something so important about that scene between the great Doc Holliday, played by Val Kilmer, rest in peace to Val Kilmer, and Johnny Ringo. And if you know the movie, you know. You understand. You understand what I'm saying. You understand why we played it. Something so important there. The great Mariah Carey. I mean, if the ship's going to go down, if this is the way the ship goes down, if this is the death and decline of the great nation, formerly known as the United States of America. Bring the Mariah Carey back up. We're going to party. We're going to party. Okay. We're going to have us a good old time and we're going to reality test the entire narrative. We're going to reality test the whole thing, root and branch. Root and branch, we have been pushed to a place where we now have to reality test our entire cultural narrative. And why couldn't I be a woman? It's just a sweet, sweet fantasy. It's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. Like the great Mariah Carey said. And if that doesn't make you want to dance, if that doesn't make you want to move, if that doesn't want to make you tap into your inner queen, when that beat drops and that beautiful voice and all those harmonies, then I don't know if you're American anyway, you know? Come on. Let Mariah go. You can fade the Mariah out for me. Listen to that voice. If the ship is going down, if the ship is going down, let the band play. Let the band play and let Royce play. Let Royce play. Let the band play. Pay me. Pay me. You know how frustrating it is? How infuriating it is for an American citizen like myself, 35 years old, give the last 5 years of my life going around the state of Minnesota, going all across the country, going on air day after day, night after night, week after week, to tell the American people what they already know is true, only to get to the apex, only to get to the climax of the movie. And the white girl trips. The white girl trips and falls. And I, no pun intended, right? I mean, we are being led by liberal white women who say gender isn't real, but yet we need a female president. Well, I got one for you. If we need a female president, why not me? Why not yours truly? Why not Roysha? Why can't Roysha be president? I'm an FBA trans lesbian. I'm probably the most marginalized person you could find. I'm a 6'8" FBA transgender lesbian with a 9.5-inch clitoris. I'm the most marginalized person you can find. So why not me? How about I be president? I'll tell you one thing. If I was president, we'd be doing some things different. That's for sure. We wouldn't be waiting around for John Thune, of all people. John Thune, imagine my dismay. I'm sitting at home and I'm tuning into the news time and time again. And it's like, we're waiting for a word from John Thune. John Thune, Senate Majority Leader, the ball's in his court. It's like, what? John Thune? What kind of stupid name is that even? It's Tom Thumb, John Thune. I can bring up a picture of Tom Thumb, the little wizard with the wand. Oh, used to be this gas station. I think it's Tom Thumb. Were they gas stations? Tom Thumb store, whatever it was. Bring up Tom Thumb. I remember Tom Thumb being an icon. Every time I think of John Thune, in my mind, an icon of Tom Thumb pops up. Maybe it's my sweet fantasy, you know, alter ego or whatever the case may be. But if the ship's going down and I have to wait on John Thune, John Thune and the gang to do what we all know needs to be done, then let's just enjoy ourselves, guys. So people tell me, say this all the time, you're grifting. You're doing this for entertainment. No. You don't do what Charlie Kirk did for entertainment. You don't do what Alex Jones does for entertainment. You don't do what Steve Bannon does for your own entertainment. You don't do what President Trump has done for your own entertainment. You're talking about a guy who was a multi-billionaire in the twilight of his life, could literally pay to have anything he wants in the world, and he decides to go against the entire conventional status quo to try and save this republic, and he's doing it for his own benefit. Well, you know, and to a degree, everybody does things for their own benefit. You say, oh, what's your ambition? What do you really want? Gold, power, legacy. Okay, I get it. But man takes a shot for your own entertainment. You got a pretty acquired taste. See, me, I'm a more simple guy. Yeah, I'm a much more simple guy. No, the only reason I got into politics, the only reason I do the show here or anything that I do online is to try and help the country. And it's like, do the obvious. So, like, if you want to talk about desalination or putting a Tesla on the moon or Mars or, you know, intercepting a, you know, an asteroid with a nuclear weapon or a direct energy weapon or whatever the case may be, I couldn't help you. You know, I'm not a NASA type of IQ. You know, I'm not a mathematical genius. I can't help you. I can help you with simple things. Like, for example, if I play in the WNBA, the ticket sales are going to increase. The TV audience is going to increase, which is going to make it a more valuable commodity, which means what? The pay goes up for everybody involved, right? We actually solve, we help, at least we don't solve, because you could never really solve the gender pay gap, but we could certainly help the gender pay gap. And why wouldn't sports be a freak show? If there's one place where men, biological men, or formerly identifying as men, or people assigned male at birth should be able to participate, sports is a circus anyway. It's a freak show. The freaks come out to play. Let the freaks play. See, where we shouldn't have trans priority is in our school with our children, or in the prisons with our women, with our women prisoners, or in the military where your tax dollars have to pay for sex changes. See, there are, or, you know, I don't know, in your federal government where people have to make decisions that affect the lives of everybody else, including the trans people, but not only. You know, there are places where the trans mania, and I say that myself as a now identifying sometimes as a transgender lesbian, I say this even myself, there is a time and a place. And the WNBA, you know, fine, great, let's do it. Let's do it. I mean, come on, who wouldn't want to see me play? And I see all that. You know what really blows my mind is just the disconnect between a culture like American culture that has substituted our sports and entertainment for our religion. Sports and entertainment is the new religion in America, has been for some time. That's our faith practice. We are religious about our sports and entertainment. Subsequently, the gossip that proceeds from both. We are religious about our sports and entertainment. And it just blows my mind for a culture that has become so religious about sports and entertainment. You certainly do have a bunch of casual fans the same way you had a bunch of casual Christians. That might have went over some people's head, but I like it that way. Yeah. No, we have just as casual of sports and entertainment fanatics as we did Christian faith practitioners. See, because there's actually a subset of the American population that believes Asia Wilson could guard me one-on-one or at all. Now, let me tell you a little caveat about this whole WNBA mania. Okay, people say, oh, well, you're going to score 80 points a game. That's not going to happen. I'd score 50 for sure. Or, and see, because this is the difference in team sports. They could triple team me or quadruple team me. They could send three or four people at me and I'd have to make the extra pass. I'd have to pass to the open woman. So we would win every game by 50 to 80 points, but I wouldn't necessarily score 80 points, but you'd have to know the game of basketball. You have to know ball to know that caveat to this whole discussion. I would dominate the game. Might not be points, but I would dominate the game. And in the off chance that you get an Asia Wilson guarding a Royce White one-on-one, hell, and I was telling somebody this the other day, and I'm just going to say this, you know, in all humility, I don't think there's a handful of men or people assigned male at birth who could stop me one-on-one on a basketball court. And that includes in the NBA. See, the underlying thing here is that my entire NBA story was mistold by the same mainstream media that brought you Dr. Fauci. The same mainstream media that propped up lying scumbag sack of dog poop Dr. Fauci is the same mainstream media that misinformed you about my NBA story in the first place. But you can still find it. If you dig deep enough, if you just read between the lines, you can still find where they say Royce White is a revolutionary of the mental health topic, of the mental health movement that was all but non-existent in 2012. And just as insulted as I am by how they desecrated Charlie Kirk's name, just as insulted as I am by them calling for the assassination of President Trump or really any MAGA person in this country, I am just as insulted that they took the mental health movement, the mental health conversation, and they co-opted it and conflated it with gender fluidity. No, there's no gender fluidity. There is no such thing as gender dysphoria. That's just another, that's just a heteronormative way to oppress all of us. That's what that is. There is no such thing as gender. But again, I ask myself, I go, well, where's my home? As Roisha, where is my new home? Where's my new political home? If there's no such thing as gender, what happens to the women's rights movement? If there's no such thing as gender, what happens to the women's rights movement? What happens to the 19th Amendment? What happened if there's no such thing as gender? Now we're asking a question of the Supreme Court. That's how I like to play. Now we're asking a question of SCOTUS. If it is the case, if the legal jurisprudence of the American political zeitgeist will let the record reflect, there is no such thing as gender, what happens to the 19th Amendment? Everybody wants to talk about Title IX. Title IX is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's just scratching the surface there, mates. What happens to the 19th Amendment if gender is not real? And so you can see where a person like myself has naturally become confused. Where is the beautiful black queen to lay her political head, her weary oppressed political head at night? Where am I to lay my weary political head at night? There's no gender. Female president, I was looking forward to voting for AOC now that I'm a woman. I'm a pro-choice Christo-nationalist black trans lesbian. And I think the left has the same sort of vile hatred for me as a black trans lesbian as they do everybody else. I'm no better than a Nazi. I'm a black trans Nazi. I'm a black transgender lesbian Nazi is what I am. It's so interesting. Like a girl can't catch a break. Seriously. A girl cannot catch a break out here. And all I want to do is be able to go down to my vehicle, turn on the engine, drive where I want to drive, freedom of movement, and have the gas prices be relatively, you know, feasible, reasonable, affordable. Have a couple more children. I know that may shock some people, but I'm a black trans lesbian that believes in having children, and send them to a school where, you know, they don't have to, you know, they can learn how to read and write at grade level. They don't have to worry about trans education. That doesn't need to be a priority in schools. You know, imagine, see, this is the thing that it just blows my mind. Imagine we have a STEM-based education system. And I lose track of the days. I lose track of the time. My multi-spirit makes it hard to stay focused sometimes these days, or at least to keep track of the shows. Doing so many shows, doing a show every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, Free People Radio, the White House, myself, my co-host, Professor Penn, will be on tomorrow morning, first thing, 7 a.m. Central. You can find it on all social media channels. But I said this the other day, and I do find this to be especially offensive. Another thing that I find to be offensive. Sorry, here I'm still getting used to the hair gets in my face and whatnot. But I'm still offended by some of these. Some of these things are so offensive, even as a black trans lesbian. Even as a black trans lesbian, it's like we have a STEM-based education system. And yet, all of these jobs need to be filled by foreign invaders because our American-born citizens don't have those skills. So we spent like 60 or so odd some years of an education system that was a school to worker pipeline, you know, an assembly line to the workforce. And we wake up one morning and all of a sudden we get these Democrats telling us that we have to bring in unlimited foreign invaders to fill these jobs that Americans either don't want to do or don't have the skills to do. And our entire education system was supposed to be built on giving Americans these skills. And then they come back and tell us we are the best people to steward your education system, to steward the government. We've miseducated the American people for 60 plus years, yet we are the best people to steward the education of our country and our young people. The future generations. I mean, the audacity of it. And then to add insult to injury. And again, I'm a pro-life black trans lesbian. Just want to make that clear. Pro-life black trans lesbian. Pro-life Christo-nationalist black trans lesbian. And to add insult to injury, we tell the American people we must bring in unlimited foreign invaders while we kill our own unborn citizens up until birth. And you all still want to wait around for John Thune? You're still waiting for the Michelle Tafoyas to bring a reckoning to Washington, D.C. in the swamp? Give me a break. We're going to party. We're going to party like it's 1999. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on The Alex Jones Network, live, Sunday night, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm your guest host, Roysha. I'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I am your guest host, Royce, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are happy to be with you again this Sunday. I'm every woman. Every time I hear that Chaka Khan, just makes me want to dance. Doesn't it make you guys want to dance? Chaka Khan. Shout out to Chaka Khan. An inspiration for all women, but certainly us, sometimes identifying as black trans lesbians as well. Chaka Khan, the great Chaka Khan. I'm every woman. And I am every woman. And every woman is me. We are connected. We're a collective. We have to stand up for one another. But as a woman, can I say some things that are controversial? I was saying before the break, it just blows my mind. We're going to let 20 million foreign invaders come into our country to pick our crops and do the jobs that Americans don't have skills for while we teach our children about trans rights in the schools, and they lose all ability to fulfill the American dream through the education they receive. You know, let your freak flag fly. Okay. If you want to identify how you want to identify, we live in an omnisexual world. You can be whatever you want to be. But even still, there are some things that are just common sense. Common sense tells us somewhere in here, we've lost the plus somewhere in here. Democrats and Republicans alike. And so let's just say, you know, the Republicans, shame on you. Shame on you because you let it get this way. You still want moderation after you see how extreme things have gotten. You still want moderation. Like, I'm posting a video here tonight from this you know, young lady on Instagram. I think her name is Katie Meow or something like that. I'm not sure, but she goes around. She does these street interviews, and she popped up in my feed, and she's out there in the street asking people, who are they more afraid of? Who's a bigger threat to the country? MAGA supporters or radical Islamists? And she's literally asking, like, if a guy's running down the street right now screaming Allahu Akbar, and somebody comes down the street screaming, Make America Great Again, which one are you more afraid of? And unanimously, people said they were more afraid of the MAGA supporters, the Donald Trump and MAGA supporters. You know what, Republicans? Enough with the moderation. Now, you're already screwed. And Minnesota's lost. When you look at Minnesota, you have to understand how it got this way. You have to understand. Minnesota's a microcosm of the country. Minnesota's an example of fiscal conservatives making all these excuses about why they don't participate in elections or why they vote for the moderate candidate or whatever the case may be. Really, they're center-left Republicans is what they are. They go, wait a minute, what is this? This isn't right. This isn't okay. This isn't what I voted for. No, it is what you voted for. It's exactly what you voted for. It's exactly what you asked for. All you Mitt Romney, Michelle Tafoya, John Thune, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, we're throwing him in there too. All of you center-left Republicans allowed this to happen. Because you said we need moderation. Because the only answer is to convince the independents and the moderates who have capitulated and enabled the communists. I'm not a communist. I'm an FBA black trans lesbian, but I'm not a communist at all. I'm a pro-choice, Christo-nationalist FBA black trans lesbian. I'm not a communist. And I'm sorry, did I say pro-choice again? I'm sorry. It's my two-spirit. I'm a pro-life, Christo-nationalist, FBA, trans, lesbian. And I deserve to be heard, too, because trans lives matter. Right? You're watching The Alex Jones Show here live on Sunday night. This is The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy. 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Roysha, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, cultural epicenter of American politics, where we have a failed communist state. We failed. We've lost it. Minnesota is lost. I'm sorry. And there's some great people here. And this used to be a great state, still is a great state, but we are an example that you can lose the gifts that God grants you, that God gives you, the blessings that God bestows upon you by choosing to associate with or vote for people to represent you that don't have a scintilla of righteousness. Not even a scintilla of righteousness do our leaders have here in Minnesota. And what else would we need to see? It's like, again, Minnesota is the microcosm with the worst fraud we've witnessed in our state's history. Some of the greatest political failures, number one, our education system, where 20 to 30% of the people, the young kids, the young people in the city of Minneapolis can't read or write at grade level. Epic political failure. With all that happening, with us witnessing all of that, our instinct is still to moderate. We still want moderation, or at least that's what the fake and rigged elections would tell us. And I'm not upset. People are like, are you upset? Are you disappointed in the result of the primaries? So, and you know, the Dems and the Libs, they love to throw it in your face like, you lost again. You all don't get it. We do not believe in the legitimacy or security of these elections. Why? Because you told us not to in 2018. Never forget the documentary Kill Chain, where Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris, who I see is ahead in the primary polls for the Democrat side in 2028. It's just like, boy, that's what we're up against, right? I mean, this is when you want to moderate, let me explain it to people. When you want to moderate, when your instinct is moderation, you are extending a hand to people who believe Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Gavin Newsom would make fine presidents. Those are the people who you're reaching for. And don't tell me, no. They're the independents and moderates out there that really don't associate with either political side. They're going to vote for the best candidate. You know what? To all of them, I say, you're traitors and liars, so you're delusional. The people in the center, the middle, moderate, milquetoast American citizens that are lukewarm and the independents, you all are delusional. You all are absolutely delusional. And you're seeing it down there in Texas right now. The polls, the fake polls, but okay, we all want to use the polls as an indicator of something. In a world where you would elect a James Tallarico over a Ken Paxton, and by the way, has Joe Rogan had Ken Paxton on yet? Has Rogan had to, cause I haven't been on Rogan yet. You know, we'll say that for a different day. I'm not even going to go there. But has Joe Rogan had on Ken Paxton? Maybe he did. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I don't watch every episode, but I see the clips and I see the clips of James Tallarico on Joe Rogan. I don't see the clips of Ken Paxton on Joe Rogan. And in America where we would elect, where we would even think to elect, a James Tallarico, who has the audacity to thump the Bible,
But he's obviously in support of abortion up to birth. I mean, come on. We all know that. I don't even care what he says. It's a fundamental part of their political platform. And that is the referendum issue. That is the, you know, that is the issue. Everybody kind of wants to put it to bed. We're not putting anything to bed. We're not toning anything down. We're not taking a single back step, which is why I'm running for president now. We need a bigger, I just need a bigger sample size. That's all. Minnesota is a failed communist state for a reason. The Republicans here, the majority of them, and look at the primary turnout. Democrats turn out 2-1 in the primary. After witnessing the greatest fraud in the history of Minnesota, the Democrats still turned out to vote 2-1. What do you want me to say to these people in Minnesota, these Republicans? What should I do? What do you want me to go drag them to the polls physically? You want me to go stand outside their homes and scream, the commies are coming, the commies are coming? And people criticized me. They said, well, you didn't run a campaign with a great ground game and you didn't send any mailers. And if you're stupid enough to still believe the mailers you get, let me tell you how it works for everybody in the back. Take out your number two pencil, as the great Steve Bannon always says. Take out your number two pencil. The people who send you the mailers are the people who got enough money on the front end for a quid pro quo with the special interest and lobby money. That's how they're able to send you the mailers. You should look at them, make a mental note, puppet, throw it in the trash. Wipe your ass with it is what you should do. Use it as tissue when you get one of those stupid mailers from one of these candidates. I didn't send one. I didn't send one. I didn't make one phone call. I didn't buy one TV ad. I went straight to the people through social media, through the internet, through the live broadcast like here. And if you didn't get the message, then you weren't looking. Then you were listening to the Star Tribune, who, oh, by the way, dead named me and misgendered me. According to them, my transition isn't genuine enough, right? They're all concerned about my genitalia. Like, they get to determine what's a woman. They get to determine who's a real woman and who's a fake real woman. Don't worry about my genitalia. Don't worry about my trans plan with my trans affirming doctor. It's none of your business. When a beautiful black queen talks, you listen and you learn. Better yet, you bow to a beautiful black queen like Roisha. Okay? Okay? You bow to a beautiful black queen when she speaks. That's what you do. Don't worry about my trans plan, my genitalia. 9 or more beautiful black inches of clitoris. You bow when a queen talks. But I'm not trans enough for the Star Tribune, right? And my whole point is there's still Minnesota Republicans who read the Star Tribune. They think the Star Tribune's a credible source of information. Like, for example, the story that keeps popping up is you have a 50-year order for protection against your ex-wife. Well, you must have beaten her ruthlessly to get a 50-year order for protection. No, actually there was no evidence. There were no police calls, there were no arrests, there were no pictures, no evidence whatsoever. There wasn't even an eyewitness. No evidence whatsoever that I did anything physically abusive to my ex-wife. In Minnesota, like many other places all across the country, they give out orders for protection like candy. Another symptom of a country that's lost its way. See, and there's a corollary. When a Dr. Fauci could perpetuate the crimes that he did against the American people and not be arrested, justice is dead. There is no American justice system. There is no justice. Justice is dead when Dr. Fauci can perpetuate those crimes. But that's downstream. Upstream from Dr. Fauci is when a woman can falsely accuse a man of sexual assault or rape and come back to the court and admit that she lied and face no criminal penalty. Justice is dead. Now, lucky for me, my ex-wife didn't allege that because, I mean, even for her, that'd be a step too far. But to say I was abusive, That's in play. Not a 50-year order for protection. Actually, we appealed it because the 50-year is an obvious abuse of discretion. When you're in a civil case, not a criminal case, a civil case, there's a thing called there is a hyper scrutiny to the facts and findings in order to grant maximum relief, which 50 years is the maximum relief you can be granted in a civil order for protection, which means the judge has to have a severe scrutiny of the facts and findings in order to grant such a relief. And obviously she didn't. In fact, interestingly enough, you tell me out there, all the Democrat critics, and see, you can't convince them anyways. I don't know why I'm arguing with them. I'm just going on the record because, you know, tomorrow a transgender jihadist could come and try and shoot a fellow trans queen because they don't think I'm trans enough. Go figure. I just like to be on the record. You tell me another legal setting where a person could be accused of something with no dispositive video evidence, paperwork, emails, text messages, phone calls, eyewitnesses, some type of dispositive evidence, and in fact have four or five witnesses to counter those allegations, some of which who were actual eyewitnesses to the allegations themselves. You tell me another legal setting where that person could still be found guilty for the crimes alleged against them. The answer is nowhere. Nowhere in our legal, unless you're President Trump and you get brought up on politicized witch hunt, kangaroo court indictments from your political opponents. And then all bets are off. And what's to say there's any difference between the indictments brought down on President Trump and the young up and coming ultra MAGA U.S. Senate candidate here in the belly of the beast, a failed communist state? And you stupid Republicans actually would read the Star Tribune, see 50-year order for protection and go, wow, that's a lot of baggage. No, you are a coward. You're a coward. That's the truth. And that's why Minnesota is the way it is. All of you out there who wonder, you look at Minnesota and go, what the heck is going on with Minnesota? Well, every time I look up, it's Minnesota. What's going on with these people? It's very simple. We didn't hold the line. We didn't hold the line. We refused to hold the line. I'm radical. I'm radical. You know, I'm. And hey, maybe you know, again, Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the voice of the people is the voice of God. The voice of the people wants moderation. Then proceed. Make your choice and live with your decision. But be brave enough to look at the results of your decision and infer some of the motive. Maybe your motive is to trade your freedom for convenience in an unacceptable and, in my opinion, inappropriate quid pro quo. Maybe that is your true motivation. And if that's the case, don't talk to me about the Muslims are coming. Don't say, oh, the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are coming. The Muslims are here. They're here. They're inside the wire. And you all know it. We all know it. We all know the Muslims are inside the wire. Liberals and Democrats on the streets of America saying they're more afraid of MAGA Trump supporters than they are radical Islamists. And you still want to negotiate? Take it from a beautiful black queen. The time for negotiation is over. There is no more negotiating with crazy. You can be a beautiful black trans queen, but do you believe in American citizenship? Do you believe in having a country? Do you believe in this nation's founding ideas about freedom, sovereignty? That's the question. I don't care how you dress. I don't care who you sleep with. It's none of my business. I don't care what your genitalia looks like. If you want to chop it off, if you want to sew it on, if you want to pierce it, if you want to peel it, if you want to do whatever you want to do, whether you want to go out into your living room at home on a Friday night and turn on that Sade, light some candles, drink some wine, and just twirl it in a circle because you can. Well, you know, all to be free, born this way. I don't care what you do. But can we at least have secure elections? Can we at least not open our country up to foreign invaders? Because you know what? These foreign invaders are taking up my trans resources. There's a lot of resources out there that trans people need. It's all the hate we deal with. There's a lot of resources out there that trans people need, and these foreign invaders are taking our resources. I don't want to share. I don't want to share the resources, the public resources, with some rapist from Guatemala. I'm a beautiful, black, fabulous trans queen. I don't need to be sharing the resources, our nation's resources, tax dollars, the social programs with some Guatemalan foreign invader. And it's not just from Guatemala. I don't mean to pick on Guatemala. It's not just people from Guatemala. It's people from all over the world. But just the same, as borders work in both directions, we don't need to be paying all of these countries all around the world. You guys have heard me talk about it time and time again. You live in a reverse vassal empire. You ask yourself, you go, usually in a vassal state, in a vassal empire, the small kingdom pays tribute to the big kingdom for military protection. If you ever have trouble with a kingdom, another kingdom, a village, a band of marauders, you can send word to the vassal empire and we'll send aid. We'll send military aid to help you. You pay a small nominal fee tribute to the bigger power for protection. We live in a reverse vassal empire, where we pay everybody else to protect them. Ask yourself, would you go down to the most dangerous bar or nightclub in your respective area, city, and be a bodyguard for free? Would you go down to the most dangerous bar in your city, in your town, and stand as a bodyguard, as a security guard, a doorman for free? In what world, who would do that? Who would be a bodyguard in the most dangerous bar for free? I'll tell you who. Somebody who's selling drugs out of the back or the basement or from behind the bar. That's who would be bodyguard for free at the most dangerous bar in town. Somebody who has another ulterior motive, who has another business going on at that business, at that place. They want a proximity to that location for whatever reason. That is a scenario where you would pay every other country to protect them. And why do we pay? We pay for the exact reason Tim Scott said we pay when he was on the presidential campaign in 2024. And that's why I'm really running. Over my dead body, will I see Rhino Extraordinaire Tim Scott up there parading around as a presidential candidate in 2028 over my dead body? But he is the quiet part out loud, right? We want to moderate. We want to smile, stupid, goofy laugh. We're all Republicans. We all need to get along. We're not getting along. We're not getting along at all. No, because you all aren't doing anything. You haven't done any. Don't tell us about the midterms. Don't try and fear monger us about losing the House and the Senate. You have the House and the Senate right now. You're not doing anything with it. Then you want to call these people the doomers and the black pillars and the this and the that. You want to try and demean these people who are further to the right and say they're panickins. No. They're not What? How dare you, the audacity of you split-tongued, the audacity of you. If we were on Please Call Me Crazy, I'd just use the profanity. But, you know, respectfully to Alex Jones' show, the audacity of you split-tongued folk out there who call us panickins, but the entire message of the Republican platform is to panic because of what the communists are doing. So which one is it? Should we panic or not? Well, we should panic, but as long as we have enough institutionalists like John Thune, we should make it through. Did they just say that out loud? Even more important, did you believe that? Are you guys actually buying? I've been to a lot of these Republican events where people come in like that, like a John Thune type, And they say that kind of stuff in front of an audience and they clap. And I'm like, people who know me from Minnesota have been at some of these events when I'm there to speak. You know, I'm the rabble rouser. I come in and say the thing that everybody's thinking, but people won't stand up and say. And, you know, when these other folks are on stage and whatnot, I'll just kind of be standing in the back with my arms folded, looking around, just looking, just, you know, listening. And it happens time and time again where somebody would get up there who's a John Thune kind of Republican and say just that, you know, panic. But if we can just get enough John Thunes in, we'll be okay. Moderates, institutionalists, middle of the road folk who can appeal to Democrats and suburban white women. And I get up there and go, did you all just believe what that person said? You really believe that? And you can hear this groan in the crowd like, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to address the elephant in the room. Ah, don't do it. He's going to go ahead. Just do it then. And then afterward, they're like, you said what needed to be said. You said what needed to be. You told them. I'm going to keep telling the truth. It's not a referendum on me personally. It's a referendum on you, the American people. When you're ready, when you're finally sick and tired of what we're going through right now, from President Trump's mouth to God's ear, and everybody else up and down the line to the lowest amongst us, the weakest citizen amongst us, this will stop. But until then, you know, quit your complaining. Quit your belly aching and moaning. The Republicans, let me tell you why I say Minnesota's lost. Minnesota's a failed communist state. It's over. Now, down the road, President Trump could do some things. Somebody could do some things that could turn the momentum. And some places that are occupied could be free again. That happens. That happens. But as of right, as it stands today, a week after our midterm primary, Minnesota's lost. Don't let these stupid Republicans tell you Minnesota's in play. It's not in play. They're lying. They're lying. They know they're lying. I know they're lying. We all know they're lying. They're lying. Number one, the elections aren't secure. Number two, the justified midterm primary results would suggest that the voter turnout enthusiasm amongst Democrats is 2-1. How in the world do we plan? And they have the audacity to tell you that the 1 million Christian voters, Republican Christian low propensity voters who didn't vote in 24, are going to run to the polls in November for an openly pro-choice candidate. Oh. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. It's like the audacity of these lies, but our willingness to believe them is even more, just more profound. You really believe this stuff? You really believe that a majority of the United States Senate, the current Republican-held United States Senate, is in favor of the Save America Act? You really believe that? Just tell me. Do you really believe that? You really believe the only people holding it up are a few, like John Thune or Susan Collins or whoever? You really believe that? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We probably could count on our hand the people who really do support the Save America Act. You're watching the Alex Jones Show live Sunday night, the Alex Jones Network. I'm here in the belly of the beast, Roysha. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some Methylene Blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the Methylene Blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, live here on Sunday night, the Alex Jones Network. Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm your guest host, Roysha. Little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin. Just a little respect. Just a little respect for your black queens. All my black queens out there, clock it. Clock it. Yeah, I mean, you know, what to even say? I've said it all. I haven't said any different than anybody else has said it. I couldn't say it any different than anybody else said it. I can't say it any better. Can't say it any better than anybody else has said it. We all know what the problem is. We all know what the problem is, which is why I'm just having a blast. I'm having a blast in my feminine era. I never knew that I could be a woman or better yet, more accurately, a black trans lesbian. I never knew. This whole time, there's been a transgender, you know, caged deep down inside of me. And it feels good. For that transgender to finally be free, for Roysha to be free. It does. It's liberating. Because like I said, the ship's going down and the band is playing. And you know, it's funny, and people aren't going to like this, but that's okay. You know, I saw Enos Kanter, my fellow trans draft prospect in 2027, I saw him say, I just want to be very clear here. I just want to be very clear that I'm not associated with any other player and their antics to get clicks. I'm not trying to make a mockery of this. This is very serious to me. You know what? And I said this the other day on my show, you're a guest in my country. Now, if you want to talk politics, Enos, we can talk politics. If you want to talk basketball, we can talk basketball. If you want to play one-on-one, we can play one-on-one. But other than that, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, or I'll shut it for you. So we can have a girl fight. If you want. See, I don't like the company you keep. See, everybody else will cut around the corners and play the field. Watch your mouth. You're talking to somebody who doesn't really do that often. Actually, I never do it. And I'll just say, I remember when you first hit the scene and you were running around with William Burns, director of the CIA, William Burns, at the cocktail mixers. So I don't like the company you keep. I know when you get political asylum because scumbag President Erdogan put a fatwa on you. When you get political asylum, you have to go to State Department, and the State Department doesn't grant political asylum to special case refugees unless the CIA has some interest. And I don't believe in or trust any of the CIA's interest in anything, especially 6'10 basketball players. Why? Because if I'm ever president of the United States, the first black trans lesbian president, we're going to abolish the CIA. We're going to get rid of the CIA. We're going to scatter it to the winds in the name of JFK. So you watch your mouth. You know your place. You're a guest in my country. This is America, and I'm an American citizen, and you're here on asylum, buddy. Watch your mouth when you're talking to an American citizen, a heritage American. And I don't even like the Turks anyway. Let me just throw that out there. I don't like the Turks anyway. I like the East Turkestan folks, Uyghur Muslims. Remember, I was talking about that before you were too. And it's not a game of who was first, but I just don't like when people try, you know, what do you do? You got the monopoly on the WNBA draft? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Mass deportations. And the Turk's heart longs for Vienna. Never forget that, all of you out there. The Turk's heart longs for Vienna. Which means the Turk, you know, is, oh, well, the Turk wants to conquer Europe. No. The Turk's heart wants to be European. Longs for the neoclassicism of Vienna, the art, the high society of Vienna, the great Ottoman Empire of old. And never forget, Christians fought a war against Muslims time and time again. And one of those times, we'll save that for another day. Save that for another day. Watch your mouth, Turk. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, I wish Enes Kanter farewell in the draft. Farewell to him. Maybe he's number one. Maybe he's number two. Maybe I'm number one. Who knows? But more importantly, the WNBA, and I just want to say this about women's basketball again. You know, my coach, Nancy Lieberman, was my coach in the Big Three. And she's one of the first pioneers of women's basketball. She's got a wealth of knowledge of the game. And there's so many great women's basketball players out there. So many great women's athletes. I saw the other day, Clarissa Shields, won a big time championship fight or a big time fight. There are a lot of great women's athletes out there. A lot of them, especially basketball players. A lot of great women's basketball players out there. But it's time to expand. It's time to expand the game. Let those assigned male at birth come and support. And as we talk about this gender pay gap, if LeBron James played in the WNBA, the ratings would go through the roof and women would get paid more. Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that the goal? Isn't the measure of a thing, the overall health of a thing, the material benefit? Isn't the overall measure of a thing, a given thing in society, the net benefit, material benefit for a person or the people involved? It brings up an interesting point. It's because it's like, for all of the talk about inequality or gender pay gaps and who has the resources and who doesn't, that cannot be the only measure of a society, of the health of a society. See, and I saw the other day there was this clip of Hassan Piker, who's a fruitcake, and I think I can use it. I think I can use the term, I think I can use the B word and the F word with impunity now, the same way I can use the N word as a black person. Now that I'm a black trans lesbian, I think I can use the B word and the F word with impunity. I can't say it here on the show because we're live, but I think that, you know, I think that comes along with it. I have to double check with the trans and women community. But regardless, Hassan Piker, communist fruitcake, and my goodness. I mean, what more do we have to see? The fact that guys like this are even popping up and becoming popular is a tale of the tape. So what is going on here? And they ask him on the podcast, I forget which podcast it was, got the two white guys on it. And they ask him, they say, well, what's a good example of a socialist system? A modern example of a socialist system that you think is doing it right. And what do you think his answer was? China. Of course he thinks that. He even went so far as to say, I'm going to post a clip a little bit later on my social media, but it's just a perfect example of the mentality on the Marxist left. He said, and I quote, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close, that you have to measure a government or governance by the material output, the material benefit of the most downtrodden people, the material benefits for the most downtrodden people. And if we measure a system of governance like that, China, that went from, you know, basically a third world country to competing with one of the world's superpowers, being us, he was referring to the United States of America, competing with one of the world's superpowers, you'd have to say that China is the closest thing to an efficacious form of governance. And my mind was just blown. And like, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people out there who believe that. There's a lot of people out there who really believe China's communist system of governance is the reason that they've risen out of, obscurity, international obscurity. The rise of China was not organic, and it certainly wasn't due to their communist system of governance. They, like many of the other communists in Europe and all around the world, are subsidized by the American working class. The capitalist American working class has subsidized the entire world and specifically the rise of China. So their communist system of governance could survive over top of the foundation that American citizens, a working class American citizens, provide them economically. And One Belt, One Road is littered with Western receipts, littered with American receipts, littered with American taxes. No, the rise of China was not the Chinese Communist Party's communist philosophy. The rise of China was a quid pro quo with America's managerial elite, permanent political class, to subsidize the rise of China. And one must ask, why on earth did we ever do that? We have answers. The answer is a group of academic elites in the middle, a group of moderate American academic elites came up with this brilliant idea. This brilliant idea. They refer to it as the managed decline. And why do they call it the managed decline? Because they manage it. It's managed. And the managed decline was this concession that America is in decline. Inevitably, nothing you can do about it. The rise of China is the second law of thermonuclear dynamics. This was their justification to continue to use China as our essential supply chain manufacturer and put a bunch of American citizens out of work, first of all, but also out of the security of manufacturing our essential goods here in our own country. And they justified it by saying China's rise can only be managed if we infuse them with Western capitalism. By doing this in China, we will make the Chinese more like us. And what happened was the exact opposite. We became more like the Chinese, which is why they say it's the economy, stupid. A bunch of American citizens who don't have a scintilla of righteousness, morals, or ethics. They think everything comes down to price and money, and they don't even understand how inflation really works. They don't even understand how the economy actually works. Their greatest indicator of the economic standing of our country, the overall economic health, is the price they pay at the gas pump, which is why you don't realize that the Federal Reserve's crushing you. Because back to the American education system, they teach you about gender sex dolls before they teach you how to do basic math. God forbid how the monetary system works. It'd be like a cardinal sin to teach American citizens how the monetary system actually works, which is why no schools do it. You got to go to a specialized school and ask for specialized classes to figure out how the Federal Reserve works. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even give you classes. You got to go to specialized. You got to go to the school of the elites for people who graduate to go work for the Fed or the other major banking institutions to learn how the Fed works. Nobody knows how it works. It's all economic esoteric jargon. Esoteric jargon for a reason, because it makes it very hard for any regular person to understand what the hell is going on. But some of us actually pay attention. Some of us read The Creature on Jekyll Island. Some of us watched the PBS documentary, The Power of the Fed, where the Federal Reserve's own former employees said without saying, this institution is out of control. This is not doing what it's supposed to do, what it's intended to do. It's not doing what it's intended to do because it never was. It is doing what it's intended to do. It's devaluing the dollar, and it's making a small select few people rich on the way down because the American people refuse to stand up and say we have to separate the morals and ethics, the righteousness of our society with the price and the materialism, which is the real goal of Marxism. The real goal of Karl Marx was to reduce the human existence down to price. If you can reduce the human existence down to price, then money becomes people's God. I'll say it again. Take out your number two pencil. If you can reduce the human existence down to price, money becomes God. And that's what's happened in this country. On both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the political spectrum, money has become God. And a society that has money at the center cannot uphold its integrity, cannot uphold the morals and the ethics, the righteousness of its institutions, let alone the rule of law. The rule of law, justice, there is no justice. Justice is dead. Dr. Fauci is the living example that justice is dead. But hey, go get your vaccine. I got to change it. I'm a pro-life Christo-nationalist, FBA trans lesbian who is unvaccinated. Clock it. Pro-life, Christo-nationalist, FBA, trans, lesbian, who's unvaccinated. Clock it. I'm running for United States president. My name is Royce White. Sometimes Royce. And I'm running for United States president. Clock it. And I challenge anybody to debate the issues, anybody up and down the line, any of them. You notice how they never challenge me to a debate? And when they do, they bring on stupid people like Isaiah Martin, who have the audacity to tell the American people that we, the American taxpayer, don't subsidize the lion's share of NATO. And they actually double down on it. They say it the next day, the next week, the next month, and they just lie. They just hope that Democrats are dumb enough to believe them. They bring up the Budapest Memorandum. I wouldn't even answer the question when we got in the debate. Don't try and derail me into some obscure conversation about a memorandum of all things that doesn't have any teeth. Doesn't have any teeth. It's irrelevant. It's illegitimate. Why is it illegitimate? Because one of the co-signers of the memorandum decided to go into Ukraine. So the memorandum is obviously void. If you have a memorandum that's a security guarantee and the country who is a co-author of the memorandum decides to attack you, that's another way of saying all bets are off. The memorandum is void. Basic geopolitics. Learned that when I was ditching class as a young All-American basketball player. I'm having fun. Bring the Mariah Carey back up there in the studio. Sweet, sweet fantasy is what we're living in, where John Thune and the Rhino Republican Senate is going to save the Republic. bring the Mariah Carey back up. We're going to have a blast here. There she is. Look at the beautiful Queen Mariah Carey. Can you even believe how great she was? I mean, there's a master, right? We all aspire to be a beautiful queen like the great Mariah Carey. And when this drops, if you're not out there dancing, you don't even have the flavor to save this republic. Even as an FBA trans lesbian who's unvaccinated, I can appreciate the jam of Mariah Carey. Partying all night. I'm gonna go get me some ice cream. It's a beautiful summer evening here in the belly of the beast, and I'm gonna enjoy the time that we have left, because you know what, gratitude is the greatest source of faith, and I'm more grateful than ever. I'm gonna tell you like it is. I'm gonna tell you exactly like it is. I'm gonna sound the alarm. The commies are not coming. They are in the wire. The Muslims are not coming. They are in the wire. The rhinocrats are not coming. They are in power. So I'm going to sound the alarm and tell you like it is, but I'm still so grateful. And I want all of you out there to be grateful, because despite our trials and tribulations, it is a miracle that we are alive. It's a miracle that we're here, that we're drawing breath. I think of all the people who, you know, have chronic pain and chronic illness or disease, a stage 4 cancer, or, you know, somewhere in the world, a newborn baby died for no reason, right? Just horrible, horrible things happen all the time. For reasons we don't really understand, and it's hard to come to grips with. So we should all be grateful. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I can't even tell you. You know, you can't even put into words the grace and mercy and charity of Christ, our Lord and Savior, can't even be put into words. Really. When you really think about it, it can't even be put into words. That's why no matter what happens, you tell the truth, you bear witness, you rebuke and refute, you maintain your saltiness, you be the salt of the earth, and you understand that you will be persecuted for his name's sake, like the great Charlie Kirk, who was brutally assassinated. But as soon as you go back on those morals and principles, as soon as you go back on those foundations, spit you out. Me, I spit on the floor. But tonight I'm going to go enjoy some ice cream. I don't know. What flavor should I get? I'm thinking strawberry. But, you know, under the right circumstances, I could be convinced for a brownie dough cookie dough mix, maybe a little cheesecake. I don't know. It's a bit, we're celebrating. We are celebrating the managed decline of the nation from the ultra wealthy, scientific, managerial, academic elite, the permanent political class, who you all have so much trust in. They're such strong candidates, aren't they? Michelle Tafoya, America's favorite sideline reporter. And watch now. Watch how slowly but surely the conservative mainstream media will try and pull my name out of this WNBA controversy. Watch for that. Watch for because if they didn't know, now they know. And now that they know that I'll say the real deal, watch how they slowly try and pull me out. See, they think there's a quid pro quo happening here. They're thinking, well, you know, we're going to try and, you know, shoehorn Michelle Tafoya into the Senate. And they may, in fact, let her win. Because if you have three pro-choice women as two senators and a governor here in Minnesota, what's the difference? The sanctity of life is not upheld in the cultural epicenter, Minnesota, the belly of the beast, and we're fighting a spiritual battle. And those who don't think it's spiritual, they're not ready for the battle, obviously. So they'll let her win, because what's the difference? What's the difference? We're retiring Mitch McConnell. You know, Lindsey Graham passed. We got some other people out there like Mitt Romney who are over the hill, and they had to give up their seat. The MAGA movement was on the rise. We were plucking these people out across the country. And then all of a sudden we reached this pinnacle where it's like rubber's meeting the roads, do or die. What's the establishment going to do? What's the D.C. swamp going to do? We got to get a Michelle Tafoya in there somewhere who says, you know, these red flag laws, I'm in favor of these red flag. No red flag laws anywhere, ever. Unrestricted Second Amendment. Unrestricted. Completely unrestricted. You know why? Because we have Democrats who say they want to lock the unvaccinated in their homes, and they're singing China's praises. They're traitors. Traitors like John Milley. General John Milley. His name, John Milley, General Milley. I don't know. Because to me, when you go and you talk to our national mortal enemy, you're dead to me. You don't even have any. Your name is your whoever you're. John's dead. You're Dick now. It's been another episode of the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. Signing off from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. God bless you all. God bless America. Go have some ice cream tonight. The ship's going down and the band is playing. Godspeed.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life!
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Come on now, Bandit. We gotta get this truck on the road.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and running away. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we're bringing back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.